Tonight's shir Simen Reish Mem Ches Siyif Aleph Simen Reish Mem Ches Tere Maflik B'Sfina V'Holich B'Shayor B'Shabbos. The halach is regarding going on a journey by sea or by caravan, and it's going to end up traveling through Shabbos. Siyif Aleph Mutter L'Haflik B'Sfina Afilu B'Erev Shabbos Simhoich L'Dva Mitzvitz Mutter to take a voyage by sea on a ship, even if you get on the ship Erev Shabbos, if you're going to a mitzvah. Uposik Moshe Yishpos, and you have to tell them, I expect you to stop on Shabbos. From Achach Lo Yishpos, but if they're not going to listen, they're not going to stop. Im Hakolum, that's not his problem, not a problem. Alvar Horshus, but if he's going for personal pleasure, personal reasons, not for the mitzvah, Ein Mafligim Besfina Pachos Mishlosha Yomim Koidim Shabbos, then you cannot set sail by ship if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos. And this is a problem. People want to take these voyages, cruise to Alaska, and a lot of them leave on Friday. That's not possible. That's what we're going to talk about over here. Let's stop here before the Ramah and take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah actually begins with an introduction with the Gemara and the Rishonim before he even starts to explain the Se'if. Hine. Before we enter to clarify the words of Shulchan Aruch Na'atik, let's quote the Braisa Hanema Bezeb Gemara Daf Yutes that is speaking about this in the Gemara Daf Yutes. Tanu Rabbanan, Em Afligim Besfina Pachos Mishol Shalom Kodom Shabbos. We don't go on a ship on a voyage within 3 days of Shabbos. But Medvar Mamurim, when is that said? If it's for something of your own choice, Al Dvar Mitzvah. But if you're going for a mitzvah shop or dummy, it's fine. You have to tell the captain you don't intend to travel on Shabbos, but he's not going to listen to you. He'll keep going. Divrei Rabbi, that's Rabbi. Shingle says you don't even have to say it. You don't have to verbalize that I don't intend to do malach on Shabbos. The Gemara says if you're traveling from Tzur to Tzidon, it's a one-day journey by sea. I feel a bit of Shabbos mutter. That you're allowed to do on Friday because you anticipate to reach your destination before Shabbos starts. At Kan Lashon HaBrayis, so that's the language of the Brayis and the Gemara. There are many different reasons given by the Poskim why one should not start his voyage within 3 days of Shabbos. Yesh Om, some say at time the reason is Shemitzdacha Yisrael Asos Malocha Ba'atzom B'Shabbos Mishum B'Koch Nefesh. Maybe the Yid will have to do some kind of malacha himself on Shabbos because it will be a matter of life and death. The Mekom Sakanahu, you take a voyage, it's dangerous. So if he's leaving within 3 days of Shabbos, he has to be afraid he'll have to machal Shabbos for Bikurach Nefesh. This is Baal Ma'oriz Pshat. Oh, Shias en Yehudi Baal Sfina Avur Malacha, or maybe the problem is that the non-Jew who's running the ship will do a malacha for the Yid. Whether it's tying a sail or any other chilul Shabbos. This is Ramban's pshat. Oh, mishum misit tchum. Or there's a different concern. He's going to go out of the tchum. K'mavar beisoyis v'arichas. Beisoyis discusses arichas. This is shitas harach. Rabbeinu Chana. V'arif tzvirulei. The rif has a fourth pshat. Di mishum chshash malacha tchum. You worry about malacha. You're about tchum. Then it'll be also even if you left on a Sunday or Monday. It has nothing to do with 3 days within Shabbos. And it should be also even for Dvar Mitzvah. The reason why the Gemara says not to start a journey by sea within 3 days of Shabbos is because you're not going to have any Shabbos. The Koshlosha Yom Mishonim, Yesh Lehem Tsar, Machmas Nienua Hasfina. The first 3 days, you're going to be uncomfortable, you'll be in pain, the movement of the ship, shagufu mishtaber, it breaks the body, like it says, yachogu v'yonu'u kashikor, he'll dance and sway like a drunk. V'gamach masirchon ha'olam in ha'yamim ha'meluchim, not to mention the stench that comes up from the salty water. V'nuchu chozer slavo aracha shoshu yomim, it takes 3 days to get himself back to shape, shuhugabozeh, you get used to it. The Mechab himself learns this way in Sif Beis. What's it called? Sea legs? It takes a few days. It takes a few days till you get used to it. First days you're nauseous, you're green. So you're missing Onik Shabbos. The Onik Shabbos is gone. You're not going to enjoy Shabbos. That's the problem. If you leave early enough in the week, you'll be fine by the time Shabbos comes. And the Mechab brings this Pshat. The Yesh Oimim, some say, the Hatam should also lahav besina, who b'nei shenir kilu tzaf v'shot al p'nei amayim b'shabbos. The concern they have is that if you sail and you're on a ship, so it's as if you are swimming on the water on Shabbos. V'zeh osu l'kuli alma. Now we all know it's osu to swim in the rivers on Shabbos. Nei gezeira, the Chacham said it's osu, it's a gezeira. Shemayase chavish shayotin. Chavish shayotin. You may make yourself some kind of life preserver or some kind of raft. We learn this in Simen Shin Lamed Tes. So it's a gezeira of Melechus Bonin. This is Tosfos Pshat, that we're afraid you come to make yourself a raft, some kind of swim protective gear, and that's awesome. The Koidim Shlosha Yamim Shari. Now, if it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, it's okay. Da'ideh Shehutzuch Lahavik Man Habik Koidim Shabbos, since we insist that he can't get on the ship close to Shabbos, Isle Hekera, that creates a way to notice and remember, and he won't make a life preserver. Now the poskim who are concerned that you shouldn't get on a ship right before Shabbos because of malacha, you'll do malacha, the girl will do malacha for you because tchum. So according to them, why is the brisa make a difference if it's within 3 days of Shabbos or not? Because when you're within 3 days of Shabbos, you're leading into that Shabbos. Already, he has to worry about Chil Shabbos. I will call you them Shloshim, but if it's earlier than that, they mikri baser Shabbos over. Those days are after still the previous Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still going after the previous Shabbos, and therefore he died lochal of aser Shabbos haba. So he doesn't have to worry about being careful with the next Shabbos. V'shor lahafik behemah. That's why he can get on the ship on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. V'oz af emitzterach achach levodi chil Shabbos mishum kuch nefesh. And then if it does happen that because of kuch nefesh he'll have to mechal Shabbos, surely that'll be okay. V'hinei mechaber avshem nimshach b'sif beis achar harif. The mechaber is drawn after the pshat of the riff and sif beis. Shehatik pirusho. He brings his pshat that the problem is oinik Shabbos. He still would agree with the poskim that if it's earlier in the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even though there may be a situation later on that'll have to chil Shabbos because nefesh, it's okay. Moshe kosef siftal, and he writes this in siftal. Look what we write over there. El de svirle, that the shulchan holds. The afilo haya boshum chashash malacha utchum. Even if there be no concern of malacha and no concern of tchum, gon shehi kula shel ein yehudi. It's totally the non-Jews. The kashenase ba malacha mistamadai te ein yehudi nase. Any malacha that's done is done for the non-Jews on board. The gamhi b'malkom she amokes emesot tfachim, and the waters that they're traveling on are deeper than ten tfachim. David says, "Mishum esot tchum lahavi poskim." According to many poskim, there is no concern of tchum when you're higher than ten tfachim. Click hamam esim in tafdal. We learn this in tafdal and sham. Even if these problems are not an issue, afilu hachi aser. According to the mechaber, it's still a problem. Mishum bittul oinik shabbos echud, because of the issue of missing out on oinik shabbos. They're going to be feeling miserable for the journey. Now, let's come to clarify with Hashem's help. The Shulchan Aruch. Sifkan Alf. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. The Mechaber begins on the Heter. It's mutter to go on this journey by sea, even erev Shabbos. Afilu be'erev Shabbos hayinu. After bevadai. Lo yikayim anek Shabbos. Now, he knows for sure he's going to be seasick. He will not have anek Shabbos. Because Shakasa Mechaber sif be'ez, and the Mechaber writes in sif be'ez. Afilu hachi mutter, still mutter. Kivin the tzarech mitzvah, because he's going for a mitzvah. V'kayim alon, and we hold the oisik b'mitzvah, partim in a mitzvah. He's engaged in one mitzvah, so we're not going to worry about the fact he'll miss out on oinik Shabbos. V'lo miboyim esfin ho'lech, z'malkam shamayim amukim yosim esot tfachim de mutter. Not only if the ship is going on seas that are deeper than ten tfachim, where there's no problem, v'in lochus, v'tzias chutz t'chum, we're not worried about going out of the tchum. The Kavlan in Tchum Lomalim Yesod Tfachim, we hold, we don't worry about Tchum when you're higher than 10 Tfachim. El Afilu Yesh Mekoyim Eshamayim U'otin, but even if there are places where the water is not deep, you have shallows, Pachas Mesor Tfachim, less than 10 Tfachim, Gam Kei Mutla Teis Be'er Shalas Mesfin, it's also Mutla to go by sea, Kivit Shul Dvar Mitzvah, since it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. Sivkoyim Beis, U'posik Imo V'chul. Now you have to tell the captain of the ship that you expect him to lay anchor and not go anywhere on Shabbos. Kosem Magen Avon. The B'Shabbos also lahaf l'gafil v'amitzvah. Now, if you wanted to get on the ship that's going to travel on Shabbos, that's also even v'amitzvah. To yuchal lifsa kibur shishpas yach. What, you're going to tell him you can't travel on Shabbos? The ship is leaving on Shabbos. That's when it's going. So you can't go. Now, this is, of course, not talking about pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, he has to escape to get on the ship on Shabbos. But he's going to run mitzvah. If the ship is leaving on Shabbos, he cannot go. V'yesh mitzad, and someone has said that filu b'Shabbos shodah mitzvah, even on Shabbos mutvah mitzvah, v'ay b'shad shuvah sof simezeh v'chayadun kal dalad. I imagine if you could get on the ship before Shabbos, and it leaves on Shabbos, so then you'll have to deal with these, those that are mitzad l'hatah. Sivkon gimel, shei yishbois. So you tell him, I expect that we're not traveling on Shabbos. Whether they're leaving on Friday, whether they're leaving on Thursday or Wednesday, since it's within 3 days of Shabbos. The Sefer Ol Shabbos Nistapek. The Sefer Ol Shabbos is not sure. If it's impossible to make this arrangement, could go. Shalihudi Oimlo, the Najud tells him, Shlo Yishmas, we are not stopping. Okay, Gavin, anything like that. Ima Akev, is that a problem, Olo or not? Most achronim agree. This that you're going to tell them that you don't want them to travel on Shabbos is a mitzvah veinu ma'akev. It is not ma'akev. You take a look in the Shaar Tzion Aleph. He writes an explanation as follows. He says the Magen Avraham and Sifkon Aleph is mashma taka ma'akev. But the Rabbah holds there's not a kapeda, and that's clear in the Shach and in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And particularly the Torah says Yehol Shem Gamliel anyway. They don't have to tell this. The Gemara brings Machlokes, Rabbi Shem Gamliel. The Torah passes Shem Gamliel. They don't have to tell him anything. V'lav Yechido, because he's not the only one. Rabbeinu Chananel, Shesachino Atal Oiro. Now, recently, we were Zeichet for the Rabbeinu Chananel to appear. And he says explicitly, the halacha of Shem Gamliel, not like Rabbi. The halacha of Rabbi Mechavero, Velomi Aviv. So Mela, if his father said you don't have to make any arrangements with the captain, you don't have to. For tzerach ina psak shulchan aruch, saka kash shulchan aruch, the pasuk harabam neged hator b'zeh. Why did he follow the Torah? And choshem mishpat simon reisadi pasuk behedil halachim shem gamliel neged rabbi. Then tzerach la'ashiv imo. Gam al harabam gufer kosher, and even the rabbam is fair. The sham pasuk shem gamliel neged rabbi halacha pasuk lehepach and tzerach in. So it says pimigodim dan. So it's not pasuk bechlal. They have to say anything in the first place. There are the Gemara that you don't have to say. There are Rishonim who hold the Paschal that way. And that's why I don't think anyone gets up and tells the captain of the ship, please make sure you don't go anywhere. Job is like anger. They don't do that. And part of it is because many Rishonim hold you don't have to in the first place. And Zichron HaMa'akif. Sivkatan Dalet, Pachos Mishlosh Yomim. For Dvar Shus, you don't get on the ship if it's within 3 days of Shabbos. Tehainu B'yom Revi B'Shabbos Osa. That means Wednesday is a problem. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, he brings many Rishonim. 3 days include Shabbos. And therefore, you can get on the ship on Wednesday. And he says over there, it's Klor Tosef Yerushalmi this way as well. So that means the problem is Thursday and Friday, because you're counting Shabbos one of the 3 days. So what's the Machloikis or not? So the Pima Gaon says like this. If the reason why you can't get on the ship close to Shabbos is because you're not going to have Oinik Shabbos, so what does that mean? Do you need the entire Shabbos to be Oinigdik? Or as long as I have some of Shabbos Oinig, it's good enough. If you need the whole day of Shabbos, then Wednesday's out, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it takes to get used to the ship. But if you're even part of Shabbos, then count Shabbos too. So get on the ship on Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, and half of Shabbos will be sick, and by the end of Shabbos, he'll be feeling okay. So that's the question. Do you need the whole Shabbos to have Oinig Shabbos, or even some of Shabbos? Sivkon Hei. Koydim haShabbos for Dvar Shus, you don't get on less than 3 days before Shabbos. For Din Koydim Yontif, the same is true with Yontif. The Yontif and Shabbos Shavim, Yontif and Shabbos are identical. V'chem Yontif Sheni Imafligin, and the same is true with Yontif Sheni. The Ramah says as follows. Aval koidim shlosha yamim, if it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, shari afilu besfina shemoshkan asai de behemos, it's mutter to get on this ship, even if the ship is pulled by animals, vafilu im begoyim ha-mayim asar tfachim, even if the water is not 10 tfachim. So you're going on these rivers, and there are animals on the banks, and there's lines drawn from the ship to the animals, and animals are pulling the ship on these shallow rivers and the like. And even if the Yid will have to malach on Shabbos, the Hurech HaSvina, to get the ship moving, it's okay. The Mechaber continues, but if it's a short voyage, come out, Mitzor Letzidon, like the distance of Tzor Letzidon, it's a one-day journey, then you can leave Friday morning, it's possible you get there before Shabbos. But if you have a place that has a minig, they do not take voyages on Friday, period, no matter how short the distance, then I feel derech mu'ot im afligan, then even for a short distance, you cannot get on the ship. So Be'er Locha says, if it's a one-day voyage, you can go Friday morning, and if it's a two-day voyage, you can go on Thursday. In other words, if it's a short trip, then you can calculate that, as long as it's anticipated to reach your destination before Shabbos, that's okay. Mishtabura sifkatan vav. If it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, then even a ship, a filas fina v'chulo, that is pulled by animals is fine. What's the law meaning to say? The lo neima don't say the damel alicha b'karon, that it should be comparable to traveling in a wagon pulled by horses. The asur lisa b'shabbos, that's asur to travel on Shabbos. Afil miyasha b'karon, kolam shos yom, even if you got on the wagon on Tuesday. If you look in Sifbeis Ramah, that which is common to pull the ships with animals by the rivers, even within 3 days, you can get on the ship. The reason he says before 3 days is because of the other ships. Sifkan Zayin, even if the water is very shallow, you don't have 10 tfachim. The Havamina, I would think, the Osmashum Tchum, now you have to deal with Tchum. Kamash Malon de Lo. So we come out that we don't worry about Tchum. For the time, the reason is, Kimet Shehisla Koyd and Shosh Yamim, once he began his journey more than 3 days for Shabbos, we don't worry about Tchum. Kamash Kosal Kamei, as we'll explain later. Sifkon Chas, Rafil Malkam Vachulu, even if the Yid will have to do Malacha. For the time, the reason is, Kamash Kosal Lamal, like we wrote above. The Shlosh Yom Koydim Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, Shayachim LeShabbos Haba. They are connected to the coming Shabbos. V'chal Alav Lihizayah Shlo Yavol Deichel Shabbos. So he has to be careful not to Mechal Shabbos. Ukeshe Yatsa B'toch Hasman says, so if he leaves during that time, Hayu Ke'ilu Masne L'chal Alav Lihizayah Shabbos. It's as if he's agreeing up front. There's Mechal Shabbos for him. Aval Koydim L'zeh, but if it's earlier in the week, Shayachim LeShabbos Sho'avah, that's connected with the previous Shabbos. V'kimet Shehiflik Behat, so once he leaves, and it was mutter to leave at that time, Ein lo lihimona Machla Shabbos Sibah, he does not have to refrain from traveling because of the issues of the subsequent Shabbos. Sho'oz Im Yerlo Sakana, because then if a Sakana occurs, V'yitztarech L'chalo N'haf M'chal Shabbos V'shem Kuch Nefesh, Ein kan Chilo, that's not Chilo Shabbos. We'll write about this more. Sifkotn test lasos achach v'chulum. Even though we'll have to do malach on Shabbos, hade einu l'mnoa machmazeh, he doesn't have to stop for this reason. Milei shebes fina from sitting on the ship. Kivun shukoyd m'shlosh yomim, since it's more than 3 days. Al mikomal kam komash yochal lasos shlo yitzach b'asmal lachal to Shabbos. But of course, whatever he can do to avoid chilul Shabbos, kagon. I'd rather have an anju do the malach or anything similar. Of course he has to do that. So even if he finds himself in a pikuch nef situation on Shabbos, if someone else can do the malacha, someone else do the malacha. Maybe he has to pay someone, whatever it takes. If he could avoid doing it, he should avoid doing it. Sifkan Yud Baboker, on a short journey, he can leave Friday morning. The imi moshech shor shtayim al hayom, but if he waits a few hours into Erev Shabbos, then it's aser. Then he can't take the trip, the voyage. Tolo yagiel l'sham kodem Shabbos. He won't reach his destination for Shabbos. The calculation is such that it's a one-day voyage. If they leave early, they'll get there on time for Shabbos. But if he leaves a few hours into the day, he won't. Then he can't take the trip. He can't take the trip. He has to determine what is the estimated time of arrival and calculate by that. Sefkanyan Alf, Mnesha Efsha Vechulu. It's mutter if you can get there before Shabbos. What's the law meaning to say? Kesheyesh Ruach Toiv. When there's a good wind blowing, Hocha Biyom Echad, they'll get there in one day. L'chein Shor L'Haloch Be'er Shabbos, and that would allow him to go on Friday. L'fisha Efsha, Sheyesh Ruach Toiv, he might have a good wind. The lashon of the Mechaber isn't a guarantee. He doesn't say it's mutter l'haver shas aboker because for sure he'll get there. He says Menashe Efshar shegiyasham. It's within the realm of possibility. It's in all likelihood there could be a delay. If the delays happen a lot, then you're going to have to change the whole cheshbon. But if it's very common that you get a good wind and you get there in one day, he's allowed to rely on that to travel on Friday, assuming he'll get there in time. But if it's delayed in departure, he may not be able to go at that point. Once it's delayed, then everything's pushed off, he may not be able to go. And perhaps if you had weather reports and you know that there's not going to be still, there won't be any good winds, that'd be another reason not to take the trip. They didn't have that knowledge. But if they knew it was common to go in one day, so then he'd be able to take that trip on Erev Shabbos.